are so right. Some kids play this game a lot, while other kids don't play it at all. There are three different types of anxious kids. Group 1 are the kids who have really strong anxieties, and they're not playing any games at all. When they say they can't do something, they really can't. They're not playing. Then there's Group 2. This group is kids who have fears and anxieties that are real, but maybe not as bad as they say at times. They might talk up their fears, making them sound like they're worse than they really are. All wacky thoughts are exaggerated, but this group exaggerates them as part of their game. They may tell themselves they're Group 1, but the truth is, it's not that bad. They're just playing the game to avoid something or to get attention. Jordan, can you stir up the fire a bit?
Sure thing. Want me to throw in that nasty chili from last night to make it flame up?
Yeah, that stuff was nasty. Ugh.
Then there's Group 3. These kids play the game of acting like they have fears, but really, they're just playing to get what they want. This is almost all on purpose. I got a friend that plays this game all the time with her parents. She complains about being afraid of the dark, monsters, ghosts, and all that, but she just wants to sleep with her parents. She may have had a fear at one time, but now it's just a game to get what she wants.
So you're either in Group 1 with no game playing fears, or you're in Group 2, where you got some fears, but you're making them bigger than they really are. Or you're in Group 3 playing the game of being scared to get what you want.
Right. Look, we've been really honest with each other over this whole trip, so don't stop being honest now. We need to come clean and admit what group we're really in. Then we've got to commit to do whatever it takes to change, and I mean whatever it takes. So here's a question we all need to answer. I was asked the same question last year and had to be serious in answering it. The question is, do you really want to change? Do you really want to turn around your fears and get free of them? I mean, really? What that means for Group 1 is that you'll need to commit to facing your fears no matter how hard it may be. For Group 2, it means that you will no longer play games to stay away from facing your fears, that you will commit to not exaggerating your fears in front of your parents or others. For Group 3, this means you'll stop playing games altogether and do the right thing. Whatever group you're in, the question is still, do you really want to change? Think about it.
Wow, I guess if I'm really honest, I exaggerate my fears sometimes. Deep down inside, I know I do it, but it just seems easier to exaggerate my fears than to face them. I guess my game is to exaggerate my fears so I don't have to deal with them. Or maybe I want some help, and that's my way of getting help.
Well, I have 4 brothers and sisters. It's like anxiety makes my parents notice me. If I get better, I worry that I won't get any attention from them. I guess I'm in Group 3 at times, kind of playing a game that I don't want to give up. I never thought about how it works for me.
I think I'm in Group 1. I don't think I'm trying to get something else, like attention or something. I'm going to have to really push into my fears more than I ever have before. It's a little scary, but it's what I need to do to get free.
Being honest with ourselves will help us to better conquer our fears. We're going to stop the recording for a few minutes and do the exercise in the journal called Getting Real. Everyone should do this, so press the pause button on the CD player and do this exercise at home, too.